Many years ago, I was working on an advertising campaign for a national dog food brand. The well-known brand was very supportive of a nonprofit organization that helped the elderly adopt dogs for companionship. Apparently, dog ownership can do wonders for well-being, especially for the elderly. During one of our meetings, I asked if there was one particular breed of dog that is best for senior citizens to adopt. Yes, they replied. One with a tail. It's so fun to watch, isn't it? No matter the circumstances, your dog gets so excited to see you coming in the door. Their tail is wagging their entire body. We love that level of desire and attention, that level of being wanted, to be near someone we love, to be near someone that loves us and loves without condition or expectation. But honestly, do you feel that level of wanting from God? And does he feel it from you? Well, this meditation from James chapter 4 is a reflection on desire, a contemplation on growing in your passionate longing to come near to your Creator. So to begin, whether the first rays of morning sun or resting in the long shadows of evening, allow the next 15 minutes to be a retreat to contemplate seeking after God, growing in your desire to be nearer to Him. As your eyes begin to close without effort, center on this place of surrender for a still moment, this time of yielding, and whispering a prayer of commitment to the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Continue in reflection by responding to this passage from Hebrews chapter 10. And as I lead us, respond, Lord, I long to come near to you. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Lord, I long to come near to you. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And Lord, I long to come near to you. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. And Lord, I long to come near to you. For a moment longer, linger in this time of divine knowing. Remember, God is not absent. The Lord is here, and his Spirit is with us. Do you ever find yourself approaching God out of arrogance? Coming closer to him, but with a shopping list or a personal agenda? Be honest with your answer. Do you come close for a reason other than simply coming close? Drawing near for any purpose other than simply drawing near? Are you always humble and pure in his presence? You are safe here to notice your answer, your thoughts and your feelings. No judgment, no condemnation. For another moment, center on being known. Center on being wanted. Center on being loved by the presence of the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Center two on your breathing, bringing attention to your breath. Breathing deep, but not from your chest, from your stomach. If possible, placing your hand on your stomach and focusing on the slow rise with each deep breath. Be mindful of it rising. You are aware of your breathing, and so is God. Even in the presence of your loving Heavenly Father, you may still have reoccurring thoughts of isolation. Please feel no condemnation, but let them pass and allow thoughts to drift easily from your earthly desires to a pure desire for God. Permit any self-centered thoughts to simply be gentle reminders to center back on coming close to God in order to come close to God. Center now on whispering the words, Heavenly Father, you are near to me. Center on the word near as your sacred prayer. Now continue as you listen to each of these three divine readings from Holy Scripture. Listen first to James chapter 4 from the New King James Version. This letter by James, the brother of Christ, was written to the early church to encourage them to continue growing in their faith. It was to remind us that our desire to come close to God will flow naturally as we are filled with the Spirit. So now imagine this being a personal letter to you as you cherish each word for you from James. Greetings, my friend, and remember to count it all joy as you come near to God, for he will then come near to you. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Did any words resonate with you? Well, listen once more for any emotional influence that this scripture passage has on you. Therefore, draw near and submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Did any ideas seem more fresh this time? Well, take this next minute for that to become your deeper contemplation. Listen once more, but contemplate now on this wider passage from the New Living Translation. So humble yourselves before God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts. For your loyalty is divided between God and the world. Let there be tears for what you have done. Let there be sorrow and deep grief. Let there be sadness instead of laughter and gloom instead of joy. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up in honor. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. How can you apply this passage to your life? Well, let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. Now move into a time of guided prayer as you listen to this passage again, but from the New International Version. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that you resist the proud and give grace to the humble. Therefore, I submit to you, God. Help me to resist the devil so that he flees from me. And give me the courage to draw near to you with a humble heart, for then you will draw near to me. But I am often so double-minded. My heart is confused, clouded with my own desires. So cleanse my hands and purify my heart so that I may come close to you. Let this be my sole desire. And in this I plead and pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. What do you desire most from God at this time? Well, take this next minute for this scripture passage to become your prayer. Pause if you need or want more time. While resting in imaginative contemplation, imagine God approaching you. What can you imagine seeing in his eyes? What does he see on your face? With each step, I want you to feel your own earthly needs dropping away, your list growing shorter, leaving nothing but a pure and clean heart as you kneel humbly before your Creator and his risen Son. Total satisfaction by merely being close to them. Take a minute to contemplate your emotions in his presence. Are there lingering thoughts of pride, arrogance, or earthly desires? Well, for this next minute, let this be a time of contemplation and confession as you settle more in depth into the peace found only in the near presence of God. As you navigate your way, be aware of moments when you may feel that you're separated from God, when you don't feel His desire and attention. Don't fight against those feelings, but rather let them be reminders that God is near and you are wanted. And let me pray this closing benediction over you to remember to count it all joy as you come near to God, for He will then come near to you. Be joyful to submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Now may you know the nearness of Christ, the presence of the Holy Spirit, and encounter your accepting and loving God now and always. Amen. No matter whether morning or evening, remain here for another moment longer whispering, Heavenly Father, you are near to me. Choosing to rest in the divine presence of the Holy Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.